是被主的爱感动。
This morning we are moved by the Lord's love.
然而主的爱长阔高深。
And to the extent of such breadth and length and width and height.
让我们用一生的时间去体会。
Let us experience and understand it to comprehend it with all our lives.
早上我们一同来唱诗歌。
This morning let us sing together.
大家请起立。
Let's all stand.
How high and how wide.
How high and how wide.
No eye has seen. No eye has seen, and no ear has heard, and no mind has ever conceived.
Giving your only begotten Son,
让他取了人的形象
that he took on the form of a man.
在天与地之间，他是我们的保惠师
Between heaven and earth, he is our comforter.
他体恤人的软弱
he sympathizes with our weaknesses.
他在父神的面前仍为我们代求
and he's still interceding for us before the Father.
耶稣，耶稣，你的爱。
Jesus, Jesus, Jesus,
是何等的细腻，何等的周详。
Your love is so, so great, and it is so infinite.
早上愿这爱再来吸引我们。
This morning, may you draw us with your love.
来靠近耶稣的身旁。
That we may come near and draw near to Jesus.
身在，身在，耶稣的爱。
Oh, the deep, deep love of Jesus.
Ooh. 我们实在是感恩耶稣，耶稣深在的爱。
We are indeed grateful for the deep, deep love of Jesus.
哦，主，这爱激励我们。
This love compels us.
让我们这些得到了主爱的人，不愿意停留在只刚刚得救的光景。
That we who have been saved, we don't want to stay at where we are when we were saved.
主，我们实在是不愿意做仅仅得救的基督徒。
We don't want to be just marginally saved.
我们愿意制作的爱继续在我们身上。
May the love that shapes us and forms us continue to work in us.
洁净我们，改变我们。
Cleanse us and change us.
让你的生命能够坐在我们里面。
So that your life may be constituted in us.
让你的宝贝能够在瓦器里。
So that the treasure within the earthen vessel.
帮助我们成为有影响力的基督徒。
That would enable us to manifest you.
让我们能够成为更多人的祝福。
So that we may be blessing to many people.Make me a blessing.
在人生的崎岖这途径中，多难成疲倦困顿，黑暗笼罩会将晨光照明，是忧伤折腾欢喜。
Still under the bondage of sin. This world needs light. This world needs you to save. This world needs vessels to share, to preach. So that your gospel may be shared with so many others around me.May you have mercy on all the souls.
愿你帮助我们。
May you help us.
让我们成为更多人的祝福。
So that we may be a blessing to many more.
我们再来唱第三节。
Sing stanza three again.
是我。
和是奉主的名。
In Jesus' name we pray.
弟兄姐妹，请起
坐。Please be seated.
刚才我们唱的第二首诗歌《深哉深哉耶稣的爱》。
The second hymn we just sang, "Oh, the deep, deep love of Jesus."
这是不久前当我们要安葬我母亲的时候，我们唱的诗歌。
It was a hymn that we sang at the burial service of my mother.
许多事都会改变。
Many things will change.
但这个爱在基督里面。
But this love is in Christ.
这个爱永远不改变。
This love never changes.
他仍旧是我们慈悲忠心的大祭司。
He is still our great merciful high priest.
他今天还在神的宝座前为我们每一个人祷告。
Even today, he is still interceding for every one of us before the Father.
有耶稣为我们祷告。
We have Jesus interceding for us.
我们还有什么缺乏呢？
What are we still lack of?
这个爱那样周详地临到我们。
That love has come upon us so abundantly.
是我们可以安息在里面的爱。
It is a love that we can rest in.
所有劳苦担重担的。
All who labor and are heavy laden.
都可以安息在这样的爱里面。
Can rest in such love.
今天我要交通的题目是正常基督徒的生活。
Today, the topic I would like to share with you all is normal Christian life.
这个题目在我们去年年底读哥林多后书的时候，我就想交通这个题目。
Such a topic was one that I wanted to share at the end of last year when we were reading 2 Corinthians.
但是那段时间里面，因为我母亲病危，所以一直那个时间一直不方便。
But because my mother was critically ill at the time, and so it seemed like the timing was not quite right.
感谢主，今天是个更好的机会，我们能够来交通这个题目。
Thank the Lord that today is a better time to share this topic.
以往我读哥林多后书的时候，我总觉得那是一个保罗他在说他自己的故事。
In the past, when I read 2 Corinthians, I always felt that it was Paul.I felt that it was Paul that was writing about him, his own story.
我们都知道保罗写了很多的书信。
We all know that Paul wrote many epistles.
多半都是讲到一些真理和教会有关系的事。
Mostly concerning the church, the church matters or the truth.
只有在哥林多后书里面，他常常说到他自己。
Only in 2 Corinthians that he talked about himself.
他是怎样的一个人，他怎样过生活。
That is what kind of person he was and how he lived his life.
也可能是因为我们在读哥林多后书的时候，同时也在读约翰福音。
And perhaps it was because while we were reading 2 Corinthians, we were also reading the Gospel of John.
我们也在读救赎八段。
And also at the same time, we're reading the octave of redemption.
我感觉到保罗说的不再只是他自己而已。
So we felt that, I felt that he wasn't just talking about himself.
保罗在我喜欢的经节里面，保罗总是用我们这个字。
When we read his, the second Corinthians, we see that he repeatedly uses we.
我特别注意到保罗一再说我们我们。
I noticed that he kept using we, we.
不是只有保罗可以这样。
Not only Paul could be like that.
我们也可以这样。
We too can be like that.
所以我就说他应该是正常基督徒的生活。
And that's why I will call him normal Christian life.
这样的看见非常的鼓励我。
Such an insight really encouraged me.
我们记得今年一月初我们交通过今年我们要做一个有生命的基督徒。
Remember earlier January, we talked about we need to be a Christian that has influence.
我们的工作，我们要有能力工作。
We need to have, we want to live as a Christian with power. We need power to work.
我们生活中要有安息。
We need to have rest in our daily life.
我称这样的基督徒为正常的基督徒。
I call such Christians normal Christians.
基督徒就应该这样子。
Because that is how Christians ought to be.
我相信一个正常基督徒的生活是个令人羡慕的基督生活。
I believe a normal Christian life is one that is enviable.
令人羡慕的 生活就有吸引力，带人来靠近耶稣。
An enviable life would naturally draw people to come to believe in Jesus.
我们要从哥林多后书来理解这样的基督徒是怎么形成的。
Let us see how the normal Christians are being shaped from 2 Corinthians.
那他们的生活是怎么一个情形？
So what kind of a daily life did they live?
第一个，我们说到生活要有能力。
First of all, we want to talk about living with power.
不久前我们读到约翰福音，那个讲第五章说到有一个人在有一个病人，他躺了38年。
Not too long ago, in the Gospel of John 5, we read about the sick man who lay there, laying there for 38 years.
哦，我相信当时我们都没有一个人愿意做躺了38年的病人。
I believe no one wants to be like that person, lay there for 38 years.
我们要做个能够起来行走的人。
We want to be someone who can rise up and walk.
我们需要有行动的能力。
We need to have power. We need to be mobile.
我们需要在社会中能够做基督徒的能力。
We need the power that we can be Christians in society.
我们需要有能力活出生命该有的现象。
We need to have the power to live out the reality of a Christian life.
我们需要有能力。
We need power.
但是保罗说到有个更大的能力。
But Paul was telling us that there is a greater power yet.
在哥林多后书第四章。
That is in 2 Corinthians chapter 4.
第七节他说我们有这宝贝放在瓦器里。
We're told, but we have this treasure in earthen vessels.
要显明这莫大的能力是出于神。
That the excellence of the power may be of God.
不是出于我们。
And not of us.
我们四面受敌却不被困住。
We are hard-pressed on every side, yet not crushed.
心里作难却不失望。
We are perplexed, but not in despair.
遭逼迫却不被丢弃。
Persecuted, but not forsaken.
打倒了却不致死亡。
Struck down, but not destroyed.
这里说到一个莫大的能力。
Here speaks of an immense power.
我们能不能超过我们能够想象的能力。
It is a power that is way beyond what we can imagine.
不仅在平常的生活里面我们需要能力。
Not only in our normal, average, common daily life, we need power.
有一个能力已经在我们里面。
There is a power that is already in us.
能够胜过所有反面的环境。
That can overcome all the negative circumstances.
这是一个环境不能够击败的能力。
It is a power that no circumstances can defeat.
这个能力就是在我们里面的神。
This power is the God who is within us.
神在我们里面不是软弱的。
God in us is not weak.
像宝贝放在瓦器里面。
It is like the treasure put in an earthen vessel.
这个环境能够胜过环境中所有的难阻。
This power can overcome all the hindrances in all our circumstances.
第二个，我们说到生命要有影响力。
Secondly, we talked about a life with influence.
我们生活要有能力，我们的生命就有影响力。
When our life is with power, then our life will be with influence.
生命的影响力是神给每一个基督徒的使命。
Influence in life is the mission that God has given to every Christian.
做我的见证人
Be my witness.
使万民做我的门徒
And make disciples of all nations.
我们好像一封信
We are like an epistle.
让人能够从我们生活里面读出基督耶稣
So that people can read out Christ in our lives.
我们该怎么形容这样的影响力呢
So how can we describe such an influential power?
哥林多书第二章
2 Corinthians
14节他说感谢神常率领我们在基督里夸胜
2:14 Now thanks be to God who always leads us in triumph in Christ
并借着我们在各处显扬那因认识基督而有的香气
And through us diffuses the fragrance of his knowledge in every place
第16节说这样的事谁能当得起呢
In verse 16 And who is sufficient for these things?
他这里说到这个影响力像一个气
Here we are told that such an influence is like the fragrance
馨香之气是不着痕迹的
Fragrances leave no trace.
却是巨大的生命影响力。
And yet it exerts a profound influence on life.
这一个馨香之气是因着认识耶稣而有的馨香之气。
This fragrance arises from knowing Christ.
不是只有保罗才能够做这样的基督徒。
It's not only Paul could be such a Christian.
才能有这样的生命影响力。
Or only he could have such a profound influence in life.
当我们在读哥林多后书的时候，
When we read 2 Corinthians,
我们恩典小家那个Jenny 姐妹，
Sister Jenny in our grace group,
有一天呢，她就在群里面发了一篇讯息。
One day she shared a message in our group chat.
她非常的喜乐。
She was very joyous.
因为他的同学 他在台湾的同学问他说我怎么可以成为基督徒
Her ex-classmate in Taiwan asked her how can I be a Christian
这篇讯息上个主日我们也发给大家了
Such a sharing we already distributed to everyone
这就是那个馨香之气的带来的结果
It is the outcome of the spreading of that fragrance
圣经中也记载了希伯来书第十一章里面也记载了许多伟大的人
The Bible in Hebrews 11 also records many of these spiritual giants
他们成为一个不平凡的人
They became extraordinary people
他们活出一个不一样的人生
They lived out a different life
他们是这个世界不配有的人
They are those who the world is not worthy to have
不仅记在希伯来书里面
It is not only recorded in Hebrews 11.
我们知道在历史在我们的教会历史中不断的有这样的人出现
We know that in our church history, these people appear time and time again.
就像我刚才说的，在我们周围仍旧有这样的基督徒
Just like what I mentioned, we have these kinds of Christians all around us.
生命有影响力的基督徒。
The kinds of Christian, the kind of Christian that has influence.
我的母亲也加入这个那个名单里面。
My mother also joined such a list.
他们的生活年代相差的非常远，几千年的远。
Although my mother has a huge gap in terms of eras, generations, and the kind of life that they lived.
这些人合起来，他们生活的范围也非常不一样。
And so is their living sphere. It's very, very different.
但是他们都有个共同点。
But they share one common thread.
那就是因着信。
That is by faith.
是他们对神的信仰。
It is their faith in God.
每天生活中的信心。
It is their faith in God in their everyday life.
将他们从众人中划分出来
that mark them out from their everyday life
他们活出一个不平凡的人生
they lived an extraordinary life
我们信主的人我们都有信心
we all believe in the Lord have faith
我们也常说到信心
we often mention faith
但是这些人他们的信心跟我们有什么不同呢
but how does the faith of these people different from ours?
我观察他们的信心有两方面。
I observe there are two aspects to their faith.
第一个是他们一生中他们坚持的信仰。
One is their belief that they upheld throughout their life.
信仰就是神说了什么。
Belief is what has God said, what God has said.
信仰就是神怎么看事情。
Belief is how does God see things.
他们将这些神说的话当作他们人生中行事为人的准则。
They take these divine utterances of God as their guiding principles for their conduct and actions.
第二点是他们每天的信心。
Secondly, it's their daily exercise of faith.
当他们立定心志，每天要这样子，不照这个世界的样式生活。
When they resolve to live each day not according to the patterns of this world.
要照着信仰来过生活
But according to their faith
就需要好大的信心
It requires tremendous faith
在我们现实生活中
In our real life
我们的信仰经得起考验吗
Can our faith withstand the test?
这是每一天生活中当我们遇见考验的时候我们需要坚持的信心
And it is But it is the faith that is needed when we face trials every day.
过去半年，我到洛杉矶去照顾母亲。
Over the past 6 months, I've been caring for my mother in Los Angeles.
我有许多机会听见以往我不太熟悉的人谈到母亲。
I haven't heard people that I don't know very well, and yet they talked about my mother.
他们都告诉我一些关于母亲的故事。
They share their stories about my mother with me.
我母亲的一生的日子都非常非常的忙碌。
My mother lived a very busy life.
不论家庭、工作或是教会的侍奉，她都比一般人还要沉重。
Whether it was family work or church ministries, her responsibilities were more than many others.
她却活出一个非常不一样的生活。
And yet she lived a quite a different life.
许多人都告诉我，我的母亲曾经如何帮助过他们。
Many people told me how my mother has helped them in the past.
鼓励他们
，encourage them.
也有许多人告诉我，他们觉得我的母亲很像耶稣。
And several of them made the remark that my mother was very much like Jesus.
我的母亲是怎么做到的
？So how did she achieve that?
是靠智慧还是爱心
？By wisdom, by love,
或是她的毅力。
Or was it her perseverance?
都不是。
No, none of that.
我们兄弟姐妹有六个人。
We have a total of six siblings.
我们年纪也差得远。
And we are not that far apart in age.
我们从未聚在一起谈过母亲过。
We have never had a chance to get together to talk about our mother.
反而是最近我们常有机会谈到我们的母亲。
It wasn't until recently that we talked about her more.
但在以往不同的场合里面
But then in the past, in different circumstances,
我们各自都有一些机会说到我们母亲的特点。
And yet in different settings, we share about the characteristics of our mother.
我发现了非常奇妙。
And it was quite marvelous.
我们不约而同的都说是信心。
That we all have this one common thing we talked about her, that is her faith.
我们母亲给我们最深的印象就是她的信心。
The deepest influence that she has given us was her faith.
她给我们最大的影响也是她的信心。
And so was her influence on all of us. That was her faith.
她对神的单纯的信仰。
Her simple faith in God.
她在生活的考验中仍旧坚持的信心。
It is the faith that she persisted, that she upheld.In the midst of all the challenges and trials.
我母亲实在很忙，我不记得她有太多的时间跟我们讲道理。
She was so busy and she rarely had time to tell us about any doctrines.
但是我们从她生活中，我们看见一个活泼的信心。
But in her daily life, we witnessed a vibrant faith.
她对神的信仰使她在神面前过生活。
Her faith in God enabled her to live in front of God.
哥林多后书也说到这样的信心。
Second Corinthians also talked about such a faith.
哥林多后书第五章第七节。
Second Corinthians 5:7.
因为我们行事为人是凭着信心，不凭着眼见。
For we walk by faith, not by sight.
我母亲的信仰是她不依靠看得见、摸得着的事物。
My mother's faith kept her from relying on things that she could see or touch.
她也不活在人面前。
Nor did she live in front of people.
她虽然平常一样和大部分人一样的生活。
Though she lived like most people.
但是她却是活在神的面前。
And yet she lived before God.
哥林多后书第四章。
2 Corinthians 4.
18节。
18。
原来我们不是顾念所见的，乃是顾念所不见的。
While we do not look at the things which are seen, but at the things which are not seen.
因为所见的是暂时的，所不见的是永远的。
For the things which are seen are temporary, but the things which are not seen are eternal.
这说到他所追求，他所羡慕的。
This speaks to what she pursued and what she longed for.
这是她的价值观。
And this is her these are her values.
刚才那一处圣经，大约在我六七岁的时候，有一天我的母亲 就念给我们听这节圣经。
This passage, from the scripture my mother read to me when I was 6 or 7 years old.
我们不是顾念眼睛看得见的，乃是顾念眼睛所看不见的。
We do not look at the things that are seen, but at the things that are not seen.
当时我其实不懂。
At the time, I did not understand it at all.
却留下深刻的印象。
And yet, it left a deep impression.
那许多年后。
Many years later,
我的妹妹追忆母亲的时候，她也说这是母亲给她最大的产业。
When my sister recalled the greatest inheritance from my mother, and this was the teaching that she received from her.
就是教她认识人生中最大的满足在于认识神并且倚靠神。
That is the deepest fulfillment in life is in knowing and relying on God.
甚至我最小的妹妹。
Even my youngest sister,
可能你们有些人都认识。
Perhaps some of you know her.
她也说母亲教她最宝贵的人生功课。
She said that the most precious life lesson that a mother taught her,
知道人生中什么是真实的，什么是重要的。
Was discern in life what is real and what truly matters.
不仅我母亲说她活，我母亲这样活在神面前。
Not only my mother lived before God like this.
我们记得圣经说摩西也是这样。
We remember in that is how it was with Moses.
摩西活在那位看不见的主面前。
Moses lived before the unseen God.
最近我们在读创世纪。
Recently we're reading the book of Genesis.
在英文圣经里面他称许一个人。
In the Bible it mentions about a person.
在创世纪常说这个人 walk before God.
It would say it this way. This man walked before God.
我很喜欢这句话。
I really like this.
每一天在神面前行走。
Walk before God every day.
这是每一天我们都要坚持的信仰。
This is the faith we need to uphold every single day.
活在神面前听起来似乎很抽象。
Living before God sounds a little abstract.
但是对我母亲来说，反而使她成为一个非常单纯、很踏实的人。
Yet for my mother, it made her simple and grounded.
我们若不活在神面前，那我们向着什么活呢？
If we don't live before God, then what do we live for?
若我们在生活中不坚持我们的信仰，
If we don't uphold our faith in our daily life.
我们活在世人的原则里面。
Then that means we're living according to the principles of the people of the world.
那反而是个很复杂的人生。
Then it becomes a very complicated life.
我们在单纯真实的神面前过生活。
We live simply and genuinely before God.
我们一定会越过越单纯。
Then we will grow simpler day by day.
我们也会越过越真实
and more genuine.
因此我们也越过越踏实
and then we'll become more and more grounded every day.
这是个真实的安息
This would be a true rest.
哥林多后书第一章第十二节
2 Corinthians 1:12
他说我们所夸的是自己的良心
For our boasting is this, the testimony of our conscience.
我们的良心做什么呢？
What does our conscience do?
不是审判。
It's not to condemn.
他说我们的良心见证我们凭着神的圣洁和诚实。
That we conduct ourselves in the world in simplicity and godly sincerity.
在世为人不靠人的聪明乃靠神的恩惠。
Not with fleshly wisdom but by the grace of God and more abundantly towards you.
多么简单的一句话。
Such simple words.
依靠神的圣洁和诚实。
In simplicity and godly sincerity.
不靠人从人来的聪明。
Not with fleshly wisdom.
Simplicity and 这个
sincerity.
你们记不记得其实我们也说过这两个这些字。
Do you remember that we have mentioned these two words in the past?
尤其是年轻人。
Especially for those of you who are the young people among us.
我们曾经说过我们祷告的三个原则，三个 S 原则。
We have mentioned in the past the three principles for prayer, the three S's.
是不是 simplicity, sincerity?
Simplicity and sincerity are two of the three.
今天我不讲第三个。
Today I don't need to mention the third one.
我母亲一直教导我们不要活在人给我们的评价里面。
My mother always reminds us that we need not to live by the judgment of others.
也不要太在意环境安排我们做什么工作。
And no need to be overly concerned about what we need to do.
最重要的是我们是什么样的人。
Or the roles that are assigned to us. The most important thing is who we are.
因此我父亲是一个传道人。
And because my father, was a minister.
所以在教会里面大家对我母亲的印象是她是一个传道人的妻子。
So my, many people would simply see her as a pastor's wife.
大家都说她是个非常好的帮手。
Many people know my mother as a good helper.
但是在平常不聚会的时候。
But in ordinary days, when we're not in church meetings,
她在 UCLA 的实验室里面做实验。
She worked in the UCLA laboratory.
如果我们访问她实验室里的人，
If we ask those who work in the same lab with her,
他们说她是个非常成功的研究员。
They would say that she's a very successful researcher.
有人就问我说，她在这两个看起来极端不同，似乎有冲突的角色里面，她心里会不会有冲突？
Someone once asked me, well, did she have experienced conflict between these two completely different roles?
但是我立刻说不会。
Right away, I said no.
因为她不是在扮演一个传道人妻子的角色。
Because she wasn't playing the role of a pastor's wife.
我们在教会中看到的她是她真实的自己。
This person you see in the church is her true self.
她和不和传道人结婚都一样。
Whether or not she puts on this role as a pastor's wife, it doesn't matter.
那是她真实她对神的信心。
And that is her faith in God.
那是真实她愿意做的事。
Those are the things that she really likes to do.
只是神安排她去帮助一个传道人而已。
It's just that God assigned her the role to help a pastor.
昨天晚上当我在准备这个信息的时候
Last night when I was preparing this message,
我才想到其实我母亲跟我一样她还没有结婚就已经奉献要侍奉神。
It occurred to me that my mother dedicated her life to God even before she was married.
但是没有人大概连我们都不记得这件事了。
Actually, none of us remember this.
在我三岁的时候，因着我祖父母他们养老的积蓄被别人骗走了。
When I was three, my grandparents' life savings were swindled away.
我母亲立刻需要工作来应付这个环境。
And that forced my mother to immediately seek work to support the family.
从此以后，她就是工作的人。
From then on, she worked.
因着家庭的扩大。
And because of the expansion of the family,
我父亲的工作也不断地需要开展新的教会。
And because of my father's ministry, they kept expanding the ministry, and so therefore more is needed.
我母亲一直工作来维持教会跟家的需要。
My mother kept working to support the need of both sides.
她的人生从外面看起来变化很多。
So on the outside, her life seemed to have changed so much.
冲突也很大。
And there was a huge conflict.
但是我们觉得她是一个非常单纯安静的人。
And yet we felt that she was very simple and quiet.
我应该说非常单纯安息的人。
I should have said very simple and rested.
因为她里面非常的简单。
Because she's just very simple.
她只在神面前做一个真实的人。
She simply lived a simple, a life of a simple person.
我弟弟在追忆我母亲时候说了一句很好的话。
My brother once shared a very profound reflection of my mom at her memorial service.
他说我们不是追求完美。
She said we're not pursuing perfection.
我们只是每一天每一件事里面的诚恳、认真的坚持。
But rather, we strive every day, every moment to be sincere and steadfast in our commitment.
我母亲的价值观和许多人不一样。
My mother's values differ greatly from many other people.
不论是读书或者做事。
Whether in her studies or her work.
在人看不见的小事里面，他都是一个很殷勤、很认真的人。
Even in the smallest unseen things, she was very diligent and earnest.
因为她不是在人面前过生活，她在神面前过生活。
Because she wasn't living to be seen in public, but that she lived a life before God.
我们从来没有在家里听她跟我们谈过金钱、地位或者名声的重要。
We never heard her speak in the home, to us about the importance of money, status, fame.
她常常纠正我们的态度。
But instead, she oftentimes correct our attitude.
她鼓励我们要认真，要尽力做事。
She encourages us, reminds us that we need to be diligent and conduct ourselves with integrity.
不管多小的事都不要敷衍了事。
And it doesn't matter what the matter is, but we should not be sloppy.
他从来没有跟我们谈过要我们应该进哪一所有名的大学。
And she also never demanded that we attend any prestigious schools.
也不盼望我们做什么事业。
Or push us toward any specific careers.
这个你们也听我抱怨过，我的母亲似乎从来没有因着我们的成就骄傲过。
And you probably heard this from me before that she never took pride in any of our achievements either.
她很严肃地要求我们要认真地读书。
But she sternly insisted that we study diligently.
要认真地做人。
Conduct ourselves with integrity.
在社会中要做个有用的人。
And to become a useful member in the society.
不要做个依赖别人的人。
And never dependent on others.
她不顾念看得见的事。
She did not set her mind on things that are visible.
所以她也不被看得见的事约束。
Therefore, she was not bound by things that were seen.
似乎这些环境不能够束缚她。
So these things had no hold in her heart.
我们做孩子的时候，因为我父亲是侍奉神的人。
When we were children, because our father was serving God.
有过一段我不知道该用什么字来形容的生活。
There was a period of time in our lives. I don't know how I can describe it.
我知道我们家中常常没有钱。
I know we oftentimes would be left with no money.
一块钱都没有。
Not a single penny.
但是我们从来没有感到穷过。
Yet we never ever felt poor.
我们也没有感觉到我们比别人有什么缺乏过。
Or that we're lacking anything compared to other people.
上个月去年年底的时候
the end of last year,
我的妹夫告诉我们
our brother-in-law told us,
他说你们生长在这样的家庭中啊。
That you grew up in such a family.
你们从小就接受属灵的教育。
You receive spiritual education from childhood.
你们真的不知道你们有多幸福。
You really have no idea how blessed you are.
你们可以没有钱却不觉得穷。
You could be having no money and yet you don't feel poor.
你可以跟别人有的人比，你们不觉得缺乏。
And even if you can compare with others, but you don't feel poor.
他说能够在这样属灵的家庭长大多幸福。
How blessed you are that you can grow up in such a home.
接着在神面前生活，我们就要在人面前做仆人。
And so next, as we learn to live before God, we also need to learn to live in front of people, that means to serve as a servant.
这是神告诉我们他的形象。
This is the image that God gives us.
我里面柔和谦卑
that I am gentle and lowly in heart.
我在你们当中像服侍的人
I am among you as someone who serves.
哥林多后书保罗多次说明他自己是神的用人
In 2 Corinthians, Paul repeatedly declares that he has shown himself to be God's servant.
他舍自己来做大家的仆人
He denied himself to be a servant of all.
求我们的益处
to seek our benefits.
哥林多后书第四章，他说：“我们原不是传自己，乃是传耶稣基督为主。”
We do not preach ourselves, but Christ Jesus our Lord.
并且因耶稣做你们的仆人
and ourselves your bond servants for Jesus' sake.
第十五节他说凡事都是为着你们。
In verse 15, for all things are for your sakes.
好叫恩惠因人多越发加增。
That grace having spread through the many.
感谢格外显多。
May cause thanksgiving to abound.
以致荣耀归于神。
To the glory of God.
我们追忆母亲的时候我们都说她总是为着别人。
As we have a memorial service of my mother, so my brother says she always lived for others.
这需要极大的信心。
Then, which required tremendous faith.
她从小是大姐。
As an eldest sister in the family,
她的父母在战乱的时候常把弟弟妹妹托给她照顾。
So she had to care for all the younger siblings.
她的故事等一下我们 有一些放在后面。
The words of remembrance we already put into a booklet and they are in the back for everyone to pick up later.
我90岁的舅舅写的字以前他们小时候被她照顾的故事。
At the memorial gathering, my 90-year-old uncle said this.
在我们追思聚会里面我这个九十岁的舅舅一直流泪地告诉我母亲对他们有太多的爱太多的爱
that he kept telling us at the memorial service that my mother has so much love toward them it was so much
她的爱从来不是只在言语上面
her love was never just expressed in words
而是实际地负起周围人的责任
but it was through taking up practical responsibilities for all those around her.
我们读她的书，我们知道她一生中经历了许多的神迹奇事。
Throughout her life, when we read her book, we'll see that she experienced countless miracles.
但是我注意到，当这些神迹奇事发生，都是因着她愿意负起周围人的责任。
But I also noticed that these miracles happened because she was willing to take on the responsibilities of all those around her.
她顾念人的需要
She considered other people's needs.
神就与她一同负责
So then God took the responsibility with her.
不可能的事就成为可能
And the impossible became possible.
她从来没有先衡量自己的能力
She never tried to measure her own capabilities beforehand.
她只看周围的需要
She only looked at the needs that was around her.
多少神迹奇事就这样发生。
So many miracles happen like that.
圣经中一个治理的人必须要有一个仆人的心。
In the scripture, a leader must possess the mindset of a servant.
他一直有一个仆人的心。
She always carried the mindset of a servant.
而且她非常认真地做仆人。
And she diligently serving as a servant.
她总是尽她可能的来供应她周围各式各样的需要。
She tried her very best and gave her all to supply for those around her.
她上班的时候她没有想到地位的升迁。
When she was working, she never thought of her status in the lab.
或是名利上的竞争。
Or the competition in the lab.
她只是做仆人，好好的做事。
All she did was work as a servant and worked diligently.
我小的时候，因着我父亲的工作，我们常常需要从一个城搬到另外一个城。
When I was young, because of my father's ministry, we often moved from one city to the next.
每一次我们搬家，我母亲就紧急的赶快需要找到一份工作来维持我们这许多人的生活。
Every time when we moved, my mother will urgently need to find another job to support the need of our large family.
她每一个工作都是我们要去的那个城弟兄姐妹介绍给她的。
Each time was because someone introduced a job to my mother.
她每一份工作都跟上一次的工作不一样。
And every job she had in a new place is different than the one in the past.
她从来没有机会挑选过。
She never had a chance to choose what she wanted to do.
只要有工作她立刻就需要去上班。
As long as there is work, she would work right away.
不同的工作她都需要从低处学起。
Every new job, she started out with the lowest position.
但是很快的，她就得到称赞。
But very quickly, she was praised.
她得到奖赏。
She was rewarded.
她有一个同事在追思聚会里面特别提到回忆她跟我母亲一同工作。
She had a coworker that reminisced how it was when it was working with my mother in the lab.
她提到她是个非常顺服上司的人。
She mentioned that she was very obedient to her superiors.
她做事的时候非常的认真仔细。
She was very diligent and meticulous.
因着那一份工作带来许多的机会。
To her details. And because of that,
我母亲有这些机会能够帮助了教会里面许多弟兄姐妹。
She had the opportunity to help many brothers and sisters in the church to find a job.
使他们也可以维持他们的家庭。
So that they too can support their family.
这岂不是创世纪第一章里面讲到神造人的时候照着他的形象样式造人的心意。
Isn't this not like chapter 1 in Genesis when God created man in his image and likeness, that he created us to be like him, to manage our surroundings in his image and likeness?
神把他的形象跟样式给我们。
He gave us his image and likeness.
让我们在这样的这个形象里面来管理我们周围所有的需要。
So that we can govern for him in all our surroundings.
我们家两代的人都说我们母亲是个非常没有自己的人。
Both generations of our family says that my mother was a woman who was very selfless.
昨天我们有机会许多姐妹在一起谈我们怎么样学习做个舍己的人。
Yesterday, we sisters also got together and talked about how we can be a selfless person.
我回家后想到其实我从来没有看到我母亲研究这个题目过。
So on the way home, I was thinking, when I was young, I never heard my mother talk about this.
因为她不是没有目的的在那里练习怎么舍自己。
Because she never really tried very hard to give up herself.
她总是想到别人。
Because she always thought of others.
我从小就听到我母亲问我，你有没有想到别人？
From my childhood, I always heard my mother asking me, have you ever thought of others?
她活出好的榜样。
She lived out such a good example.
她从来不为自己要求什么。
She never demand anything for herself.
她也从来不觉得别人该服侍她。
And she never thought that others should serve her.
直到最后几天。
Until the very last few days that she lived.
她尽她可能的不要麻烦别人。
She tried so hard to not trouble others.
每一次这个每一次我们照顾她，她都一直说谢谢。
Every time when we took care of her, she would say thank you.
一直说对不起，打扰你们了。
And she would apologize and said, sorry to trouble you.
我记得在12月28号的晚上。
I remember the night of December 28th.
她知道我要回家。
She knew that I was going to leave and go home and come home.
她就很用她一点点的力气，尽力的说：“你到家以后打电话给我。”
And she mustered her strength and said, "Call me when you get home."
那我知道你到家了。
So that I know that you got home safely.
这是耶稣仆人的形象。
This is the servant of Jesus.
主耶稣说：“我来不是要求人的服侍，而是要服侍人。”
Jesus said, "I did not come to be served, but to serve."
耶稣来只选择一个形象。
Jesus came and he only chose one image,
服侍人。
One likeness that is to serve.
你们记不记得圣经中还有其他人也是这样生活？
Do you, anyone else come to your mind in the Bible that also has such an image?
我立刻想到约瑟。
Right away, I thought of Joseph.
我想到但以理。
I thought of Daniel.
他们是没有自己的人。
They are selfless.
他们一直服侍周围的人。
They kept serving those around them.
没有自己的人生使我们贫穷吗？
Does it mean that when we are selfless, then we become poor?
做仆人会使我们感觉到被压抑吗？
Does it make us, when we are servant, does it make us feel being oppressed? Being oppressed?
保罗在哥林多后书里面他说似乎不为人所知却是人所共知。
But yet Paul says, though seemingly unknown, yet known to all.
似乎忧愁却是常快乐。
though appearing sorrowful, yet always rejoicing.
似乎贫穷却是叫许多人富足的。
Though seemingly poor, yet making many rich.
似乎一无所有却是样样都有。
Though having nothing, yet possessing everything.
这是多么有意义，多么丰富的人生。
What a meaningful, abundant life it is.
在追思聚会的时候，伊弟兄说，我母亲像摩西一样。
At my mother's memorial service, Brother Yi said, my mother is like Moses.
这是我第一次听到有我母亲像摩西。
That was the first time I ever heard of someone talking about my mother being like Moses.
但是他的话很对，他说，因为他们都是面对面被神认识的人。
But it is very true, because they both are ones who God knew face to face.
他们被神所认识，因为他们都是在神面前生活的人。
They both are known by God because they live before God.
非常简单的 walk before God.
They walk before God.
因着生活中的榜样，这个生命就会继续的传承。
Through the example set in life, the legacy continues to be passed down.
我母亲留下许多的典范，让我来学习。
My mother left many, many examples for me to learn from.
我不能够一直说不完。
It is too numerous to count.
我今天必须结束这篇信息。
Today I must end this message.
但是有一个信息是不会结束的。
But yet there is one message that does not end.
那也是这么许多的见证人共同要传给我们所有的基督徒的信息。
That is also the message that so many witnesses together seek to pass on to us to future Christians.
这个讯息就是我们既然相信主。
That is, since we believe in the Lord Jesus,
我们就要坚持我们的信仰。
We must hold fast to our faith.
每天锻炼我们的信心。
Every day exercise our faith.
我们也要活出一个不平凡的人生。
And that we too will live out extraordinary lives.
希伯来书第十一章三十九节，他说：“这些人都是因着信得了美好的证据。”
Hebrews 11:39, and all these obtained a good testimony through faith.
却能为得着所应许的。
Did not receive the promise.
因为神给我们预备了更美的事。
God having provided something better for us.
叫他们若不与我们同德，就不能完全。
That they should not be made perfect apart from us.
我们前面那段路要我们来奔跑。
The path in front of us, we need to take it.
15年前我母亲80岁生日。
15 years ago, when my mother had her 80th birthday.
我妹妹曾要求我们大家都写些感恩的话。
My younger sister asked all of us to write words of gratitude.
后来我也不知道这些话到了哪里。
Later on, I never knew where those notes ended up.
最近我才在母亲家中看见一本书。
Recently, I saw this one book at my mom's house.
一本照相本。
It was
有很多照片的书。
It was an album of pictures.
将我们所说的话都集中在一起。
And it also compiled all the words of gratitude.
我才第一次看见我的女儿感谢他们的 grandma.
It was the first time I saw how my daughter thanked my mother.
她说她成为今天这样的人，都因着 grandma.
She said that.She is the person she is today because of grandma.
Grandma 教导她的母亲。
Grandma taught her mother.
她的母亲就用 grandma 的教导来教她。
And her mother used grandma's teachings to raise her.
我想这就是生命的传承。
I believe this is the legacy of life.
我母亲不仅是我们的母亲。
My mother is not only our mother.
许多弟兄姐妹告诉我，对他们来说，我母亲也像是他们的母亲。
Many brothers and sisters have told me that my mother is also their mother.
这是真的。
It is true.
我们在一个伟大的神的家里面。
We are all in this great family of God.
这个神的家有一个非常伟大的家谱。
There is a great genealogy in this great family of God.
从亚伯开始。
Starting with Abel.
到亚伯拉罕。
To Abraham.
我们最近读的以撒。
And then recently we just read of Isaac.
周五要读的雅各。
This coming Friday night, we're reading about Jacob.
一直传承下来。
It is passed down all the way.
直到有一天传到我的父亲。
Until one day, it passed down to my father.
又传到我的母亲。
To my mother.
又传给我，也传给你们。
To me and to you.
我们都在这个家谱里面。
We are all in this genealogy.
在这个家庭中不停止的有人活出这样的生活。
In this genealogy, someone continues to live out this life.
那生命不断的传承下来。
So that life will continue to be passed down.
我们既有许多见证人如同云彩围着我们。
Therefore, we also, since we are surrounded by so great a cloud of witnesses,
就当放下各样的重担，脱去容易缠累我们的罪。
Let us lay down every weight and the sin which so easily ensnares us.
存心忍耐。
And let us run with endurance.
这就是信心。
This is faith.
奔那摆在我们前头的路程。
The race that is set before us.
那是我们的信仰。
And that is our belief.
我们教会有许多人认识我的母亲。
Many in our church knew our mother.
你们给我母亲许多的爱，许多的喜乐。
And you gave my mother so much love and joy.
我非常的感恩。
And I am so grateful.
我们从母亲得的产业，我们也很愿意跟你们一同分享。
The inheritance that she gave us, I am so willing to share with you all.
这是一个我们都认识的人。
And it's someone that we all know.
若是有任何一点感动你，
and if there's anything that moves you,
我们可以一同效法她的精神。
We can imitate her spirit.
那这一点也成为我们的产业。
So that one thing can also become our inheritance.
几年前，我的母亲要我做一个杯子。
Years ago, my mother asked me to make a cup.
她说有一天要送给弟兄姐妹。
She said one day she wants to give this cup to brothers and sisters.
她上面只要写八个字。
She wanted only 8 words on the cup.
她说主的恩典丰富。
She said the Lord's grace is abundant.
主的爱永恒。
The Lord's love is everlasting.
这也是她每一次祷告中常常说的话。
That is, those are the words that she oftentimes prayed in her prayer.
他要我们知道主爱我们。
She wants us to know that the Lord loves us.
他要我们下一代的人都要知道我们不要怕环境。
She wants us, the next generation, to know that we need not to be afraid of the environment.
他常说，叫下一代人，叫年轻人知道不要怕环境。
She said, tell the younger generation, don't be afraid.
要知道主的爱永远不改变。
They must know that the Lord's love never changes.
主的恩典何等丰富。
And that the Lord's grace is so abundant.
足够我们来依靠。
It is so sufficient for us to rely on.
够我们一生来使用。
It's sufficient for us throughout our lifetime.
亚伯拉罕的神也是我们的神。
The God of Abraham is also our God.
主说我是全能的神。
The Lord declares, I am the Almighty God.
我们追随亚伯拉罕的踪迹。
As we follow in Abraham's footsteps.
因着信。
By faith.
我们在神面前，我们也有做完全人的心愿。
We too can also have the heart desire to be perfect before God.
榜样是为着帮助我们走前面的路。
Examples are set to help us to walk the way in front of us.
我们一起来唱首诗歌。
Let's sing a hymn together.
我想这首诗歌，如果我母亲可以选择，她非常喜欢用这首诗歌来做她一生的结论。
And I believe my mother would love to have this hymn to as she conclude her life.
她不断的在副歌不断说到三次。
The refrain repeated 3 times.
常与我同在，常与我同在，常与我同在。
Always with me, He's always with me.
我们一起到神面前生活。
Let us live, walk before God together.
她一再说主的爱，主的恩典何等的浩大。
She kept saying how infinite, how immense is the Lord's grace and His love.
这是她一生的结论。
That is the conclusion of her life.
我们一起来唱这首诗歌。
Let's sing this hymn together.
何等的一位好神。
What a good God we have.
在我们生命当中有那么多美好的见证人围绕我们。
We have so many witnesses in, around us.
我们羡慕史伯母这样一个有信心的生命。
We long to live such a life in faith.
但是今天感动我的一句话，若不同德，就不完全。
And today we heard that if they do not have it with us, they are not perfect apart from us. May such faith also strengthen us so that we will pass down this to. Let us trust in the Savior.
Stay in the Savior.
主耶稣，我们感谢你。
Lord Jesus, we thank you.
感谢你常与我们同在。
Thank you for being with us always.
因为你是真实的。
Because you are true.
今天我们听到这样的见证，这样的信息，让我们何等的羡慕，我们愿意活在你的面前。
Today, as we see this example and hear this message, how we want to live and walk before you.
因为你真是我们的救主。
For you indeed are our Savior.
我们要真的真实的活在你的面前。
And we want to live truly before you.
感谢你真是将这么多好的美好的见证摆在我们的面前。
We thank you for putting such example before us.
让我们有这样的信心，我们也可以与他们同德。
That we too have the faith that we will also gain it.
求主耶稣你保守我们每一个人的心。
And may you keep our hearts.
让我们真的从今天开始，我们学习在你面前过一个真实的信心的生活。
That starting today, we will live a life of faith before you.
因为你是真实的。
Because you are true.
也让我们真实在人的面前做一个仆人。
That we too will learn to be a servant before people.
让人们从我们身上可以看到主你的真实。
That people can see that you are true.
让我们能够真正成为你的见证
，and that we too can be a witness。
这样子，感谢祷告祈求，奉主耶稣基督的名。
In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Amen. 弟兄姐妹，请坐。
Please take your seat.